Welcome to Just My Forte with Evangelist Ben Everson. We're glad to have you along.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Ben Everson here, and I'm certainly grateful to have you along. And we're starting a little bit different of a series here, and we're going to be doing the podcast more often and touching on some issues and teachings as I travel around. And so you're going to hear some all kinds of different things in the background. Right now you're probably going to hear an iron because we are in Iowa, actually near Lansing, Iowa, which is not known to be a big city, but it is on the banks of the Mississippi River, just about 40 miles, maybe 50 miles south of La Crosse, Wisconsin. And we're doing a concert there tonight as a family. And so before we do that, I thought I would sit down and record this podcast for you. This is something I was thinking about doing anyway, this topic. But then I also got a note from a family member just asking questions about this, an extended family member. And I think this is a topic that is confusing a lot of good people these days. And that's the topic of the Sabbath. Should we worship on the Sabbath day? That's the seventh day, meaning Saturday. Have we missed something? Do the Seventh-day Adventists have it right? And all along, we should have stuck with the Sabbath day, because after all, that's the day that the Jews worshiped. And the Ten Commandments say, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So that means we need to make sure that we're keeping that day sacred and worshiping the Lord on that day. Is that what that means? Well, let's bring some light to this. I think that the issue is actually slightly less complicated than people make it out to be, but it can be certainly confusing if a few key details aren't taken into consideration. First of all, I'd like you to consider something with me, and that is the Sabbath day was not intended in Mosaic law as a day set apart for worship. In fact, you know, Seventh-day Adventists and groups like them seem to teach, well, they teach that God set that day apart for worship. After all, we're not supposed to do any work on that day. Exodus chapter 20, right? Well, if you look at Exodus chapter 20, it talks about remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What does that mean? Well, set apart. Okay, well, set apart for worship? Well, wait a minute. Did you realize that they offered sacrifices daily? Interesting. What about this? If you look at the rest of that passage, it talks about 6 days doing labor and do all your work in those 6 days. But on the seventh day, that's a Sabbath day to the Lord your God. Well, what does that mean? Well, that meant worship. Well, actually, it meant you shouldn't do any work. In other words, it was set apart as a rest day, not a worship day. Isn't that interesting? In fact, I didn't really realize that till recently. I always thought, you know, yeah, that's the day the Jews went to church. You know, I thought that as a little kid. Actually, that's not it. It was set apart where they weren't allowed to work. It was a mandatory rest day. And you know what? In our culture, even Saturday still is thought of as what? A day off, right? You know, that's biblical. And in that real sense of the term, I think we haven't gotten away from that. I think that most of the time we still think of Saturday as a day off. Now, if you've got to work a shift or whatever, it doesn't mean you're disobeying the Lord. Okay, but the idea, even in our culture, still to this day, thousands and thousands of years later, we still have the idea that Saturday is a day off, and God rested on the seventh day. Did God worship on the seventh day? Well, that's kind of a trick question, because he doesn't worship, he is God, right? So, but he emphasized the fact that he rested. Did he need to rest after 6 days of creation? Certainly not. He's omnipotent. He doesn't need a day of rest. He was doing that as an example for us. And the key was not worship. The key was rest. And you know, honestly, from a preacher's perspective, although I'm not a pastor, I am a preacher, and we're ministering in churches on Sundays. Sundays, for most anyone involved in ministry, Sundays are not a day of rest. Let's just face it. Well, you know, we take a nap in the afternoon. Really? Okay, well, that's good for some of you. Well, what about a pastor's wife who had to put together all that meal and everything, and then she's got to clean it up afterward? What about the choir director's got to come in early, and all the choir members who come in before the Sunday night service? You know, they don't get much of a nap. we might like to talk about it being a day of rest, but it really, really isn't. Now, should we worship the Lord on Sunday? We'll get to that here in a moment. But the first thing to remember, number one, is that the Sabbath wasn't set apart for worship so much as it was set apart for rest. The essence of that Sabbath day, that's what it was. In the book of Acts, like in Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47, tells us day by day, these early Christians, what'd they do? They attended the temple and together they broke bread in their homes day by day, every day. In fact, the Bible says in verse number 47 that daily God added, the Lord added to them with the people who are being saved, right? So, I mean, this wasn't like they were just meeting on one day of the week. They were meeting all across the board. I also want to point out to you Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. Paul says, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ." The body is of Christ. What's he talking about? He's talking about the church. Do you realize that the church is a mystery? It was a mystery. It was not revealed until after the resurrection of Christ, which, by the way, took place on a Sunday, first day of the week. So, I mean, that in and of itself is a sign that, hey, maybe we should worship on the day that Jesus rose from the dead. Right? That's Sunday. But Paul here is saying, hey, listen, don't let anyone judge you, make you feel bad in meat or in drink. What's going on here? Well, they had the whole issue of meat being offered to idols, and there wasn't anything wrong with the meat, but some people's conscience was offended and all this type of stuff. He's saying, listen, don't let anyone judge you in those things. If you want to eat pork, guess what? We're not under the Mosaic law. We don't have to not work on Saturday. If you need to work on Saturday, you can work on Saturday. If you want to have a pork barbecue sandwich, guess what? You can have a pork barbecue sandwich. Why? Because we're not under the Mosaic law anymore. And I do know some people who are Seventh-day Adventists who are good. I believe they're saved. All right, so don't misunderstand me. It's just like there's, you know, a denominational tag doesn't guarantee that you know Jesus as your savior. I think there's some folks that I've known who have different denominational tags who are going to be in heaven because they've trusted Christ and him alone for their salvation. But just, you know, I'm an independent Baptist, but that doesn't guarantee me heaven. And there are people with the name Baptist who haven't trusted Christ. They're trusting their family name or the fact that they go to a certain church or whatever, and that doesn't get you to heaven. And so there's Seventh-day Adventists, I believe, that know the Lord and are Christian brothers and sisters in Christ, but they have a weakness in that they are not able to correctly differentiate what's Mosaic law and what is the church age. What's the grace age, right? People get all messed up on this and some other areas, which we won't go into right now because I'm trying to keep this on topic. But the church, we meet on Sunday. Now, where does that come from? Well, we're not anywhere commanded. You realize we're not anywhere commanded that we have to meet on Sunday. But we do because that is the day that historically has been set aside as the day to remember that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Now, don't believe all this garbage about, well, you know, Constantine, you know, he worshiped in such a way and wanted to change everybody about this. No. We worship on Sunday because that's when Jesus rose from the dead. Now, do we have to worship on Sunday? According to Paul here, according to the Word of God, in a book written to the church, no, we don't have to. In fact, Acts chapter 15, I'm going to turn there. Well, I say turn there. I'm on my computer typing it in here. Acts chapter number 15, we've got the Jerusalem Council. And they were dealing with a controversial issue going on and circumcision. And this was a difficult time because they've come out of the law, but most of the believers are Jews still. So they would have been raised in Judaism. They would have still wanted to honor God. And so it was really hard for them to break away from the things they had learned were the things that honored God and were the right things to do. And now that's not necessary anymore. Sure, that would have been difficult. Would have been difficult for any of us. But now we've got Gentiles getting saved and saying, okay, what do I need to do? And they wanted to do what was right. And others were saying, well, should they be circumcised, et cetera, et cetera. Verse number 6, and the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. And Peter's going to stand up, and he's a pillar right now. And then James speaks up, right? What does he say? Let's see. I'm skipping down through verse 19. Wherefore, my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but we write unto them, let's keep it simple, right? That they abstain from pollutions of idols. Well, that's good. don't worship idols, from fornication. Well, amen to that, right? A Christian shouldn't be involved in fornication. And from things strangled and from blood. All right, so those would have been associated with pagan worship. So, of course, you know, don't do that, right? But then he doesn't command that they must worship on the Sabbath. That you would think that that's what he would put in there at that time, and he doesn't. He doesn't say, the Jerusalem Council doesn't say, when they must worship on the Sabbath. You would think that they would include it there, and they don't. Why? We're not under the Mosaic law anymore. The idea of remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy meant to keep it set apart. It wasn't worship. I'm just reviewing here a little bit. For the workers, the priests and such, they would double their sacrifices on that day. So they actually had more work. But the people themselves were supposed to not work. So was there worship going on that day? Well, yes, but there was also worship going on the other days as well. So the idea for most of the people was to rest. And I think we still got that meaning. The key thing that becomes a problem is people not knowing how to differentiate between Mosaic law and being under grace. And we are now, I mean, salvation's always been by grace. Don't get things confused. I'm not saying that, oh, they were saved by their works. Nothing like that. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace has always been there. But we live in a unique dispensation of times, and we're not under the law anymore. So do we want to keep a day set apart for the Lord? Yeah, absolutely we should do that. Is it Saturday? No, it's not. It's not Saturday. And don't be confused or made to feel guilty or like you don't know your Bible if you agree that it's not Saturday, right? So hopefully this has been helpful to you. We're not bound to keep the sign of the old covenant. We're not Israelites, and don't let anyone trick you into thinking that you are. Hopefully this was a help to you. Just a few thoughts here, and look forward to having you on the next podcast. And until then, stay faithful to Him who is always faithful to us.
Thanks for listening. Just My Forte is produced by Bible Revival Ministries. For more information, go to BibleRevival.com.